Yeah. Okay, we're good to go. Let's hope this works.
Okay, this is Jerry Kolke. It's November 1st, and it is, 9:04 a.m., and this is the Noxious Weed Board. So I'll go ahead and call it to order, and we'll do a roll call, see who's here. So start out with maybe Bill.
Bill Zimmerman, I'm here. You get me?
Yep.
Okay.
Randy?
Randy Lauper, I'm here.
Okay. Lisa?
Lisa Nowski, present.
Lee Wells, right. I'm here.
Okay.
And we've also got Justin O'Day on the line, too.
And we got Justin. Okay. So we got a full board, and I'll go ahead and ask for approval of August minutes.
I'll make a motion, Randy. We approve them.
So this is Bill. I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to adopt the minutes from August. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. Okay. I think we had an approval on those. And, okay, Justin, I guess latest update on what's going on.
All right. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great, okay. Yep. Well, we had a good year. This year we saw there were a lot of people who controlled their weeds, some on the later side of things, but it really has appeared to me that by and large, people who we have fined in the past have really got the message. There was one that I was fairly worried about that I'd have to fine like a second time or do something else. I don't know. But he got his poison hemlock down pretty late, but it did all come down, and it just disappeared. So that's what I like to see, instead of, you know, when it gets mowed and scattered around, more like it disappeared. So that was good. Seems like that's working as intended. That was part of the reason why we didn't do any fines this year. My field inspectors did not forward anybody to me and have them go through the whole process to get a fine, and the ones that I saw were not at the point where I would give them a fine. Now, that's not to say that it was perfect. We do still have sort of an issue getting hold of some of these people in a timely fashion, and some of them I'm concerned with seem like they might be thinking they're too big to fail. We got the U.S. Forest Service and Weyerhaeuser that have an infestation of policeman's helmet way out in the northeast corner of the county, really the extreme edge of Clark County. And so that's just going to be my diligence to go through and find out why I'm not hearing back from these people. It might be that they are no longer the contact people. Sometimes there's turnover. But I'm not getting no joy there. But it's not quite to the level of finding them at this point. But it's getting there close. And I also had kind of the runaround again this year from the BPA at the Ross Complex in town. They've got milk thistle, which is a Class A, and it's quite a large infestation. It's got to be the largest one I've ever seen. So I once again talked to them and got them to control it in some small measure, but it was very late this time around, and them plucking out seeds that are already blowing away, that's a loss. So with those exceptions, it was mostly very good. Like I say, no fines this year. Didn't quite reach that level. And we had 3,383 pounds of tansy that our crews pulled from the roadside in 30 working days. So that was a very respectable performance. And we didn't have a lot of the help that we usually have from groups like the state corrections, like the large corrections crews. We didn't have them this year. And so that was a bit of a troubling development. We had a contract that's trying to get reworked out. We had only a few hours and really only a handful of pounds that ended up getting pulled by the district court corrections for Clark County. They were not the biggest help. So yeah, if we can get the large crews back, then that'll be beneficial. Certainly, that this is less than we have pulled in the past. So yeah, I mean, it's still very respectable for our few people that we have on staff to get that much done. And if you guys are interested in any other stats, facts, general feelings, or specifics, definitely ask, and I'd be happy to go through more detail. But that's basically the update that I wanted to provide. Make sure you guys were kept in the loop on that. I'll move right into the proposed state noxious weed list changes. There's not too much that concerns Clark County. There are a few. Hanging sedge is one that's being added to the noxious weed list. That's going to be a Class B. Hanging sedge right now sounds like it's chiefly concentrated in King County. It's not being designated as a Class B weed in King County. Sounds like they're not having it designated for control. That might be because it was planted there intentionally in some flower beds and has escaped and kind of gone into some wetlands in, you know, more than five places. And it also has been seen popping up in some medians and roadsides. So that's the first one. There's also rough chervil, which looks pretty similar to other chervils, pretty low growing, but it does have purple spots on the stems, and otherwise it's pretty similar to other carrot family things. It looks like it's mostly a roadside weed, the people who petitioned to have that be added onto the weed list were battling it in their neighborhood and noticed it along the roadside quite a bit. And then it also seems like rough chervil can invade forests, and they were noticing it invade forests 25 feet in, which to me sounds like yes, it's okay to deal with some shade. So that sounds like a pretty tough customer. And then the third one that is also being added as a Class B, these are all Class Bs, by the way, is wild basil. And this one's got a pink flower and kind of forms big clumps of plants that are all connected underground with a long trailing root. Otherwise, it seems like it's pretty typical of like mint family plants, where it's got the typical mint characteristics, except for the clusters of pink flowers, and seems like this can outcompete other plants pretty aggressively. So that one's wild basil. They're not changing common tansy from the Class C that it is right now to being a Class B. We already have common tansy designated as a Class C in Clark County, but they're not changing it at the state level up to a Class B. So that means that, you know, it's still our decision at this point if we want to keep it designated or if we want to choose otherwise. But those other ones The hanging sedge, the rough chervil, and the wild basil are all decided at the state level, and that's going to be effective for next year, it looks like. Yeah, and then let me know if you have any questions about any of those. I'd be happy to, you know, kind of dig into those and figure out any more details. Anybody have anything that they wanted to add?
Sounds all quiet there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we get no questions.
What kind of chervil pet did you say it was?
The wild chervil, or sorry, excuse me, there's wild basil, but chervil was called rough chervil. And if you're familiar with, like, burr chervil and wild chervil, it's the same sort of look to it. It's very low growing, so only about, like, 8 inches tall or so. But they're calling it rough chervil. I usually don't try to pronounce the Latin names, but I could spell it for you if you want the scientific name.
Oh golly, that's one. Sorry, Sario Philly.
Yeah, there you go. Tadmulum, something like that.
Anything else or anything from the board? Any other questions? Bill, you usually have something, but...
No, I'll tell you what, I'm so tired after pumpkin patch. I'm just rummy, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm in good shape. Thank you.
All right. Well, if there's no other items from the board, I'll let you get back out to... watching the leaves fly by and everything else flying around.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at whatever time it is again.
9:16.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Man, that was
fast.
Nice and quick, and yeah, back to coffee and watch the wind blow.
There you go. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.